At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The legend of Big Dumper has certainly gone national. Everybody is talking about Cal Raleigh.
Absolutely.
That's our guy. And he was a guest on the Pat McAfee show recently. And of course, they had to chat about his awesome nickname. And it all relates to the size of his booty.
We have learned about you because it's the greatest nickname I've ever heard about in sports. Big Dumper. Now, we were told by Jet.
It is funny when I think about like how we're just kind of immune to it in a sense. Mm-hmm. Like we're just used to it because it's been a couple of years of him being called Big Dumper. It was cute at first, but now it's just his nickname.
Yes.
And now it's funny to see the national level of all like the media people and all the baseball fans across the country being like, wait a second, there's a baseball player whose nickname is Big Dumper.
What does this mean?
We were told by Jet Passan that your mom maybe doesn't love Big Dumper. So we started saying Big Thumper a little bit, you know, because it's in the ballpark, but it's more so thumping a ball or doing that. Does your mom hate Big Dumper? How do you feel about Big Dumper, the nickname?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the one you write up, right? as far as nicknames go, but
I wish he would like refer to himself in the third person like Ricky Henderson used to, but only when he's speaking about being Big Dumper.
Yes.
Like Big Dumper loves the nickname. Big Dumper's mom is okay with it.
No, my mom's learned. She's learned to love it, so she's all good with it. I think it's great.
Yeah, when he's getting that paycheck, I'm sure she's like, you can call my son whatever you want if you're giving him $10 million.
Everybody here in Seattle loves it, and more fans now, they're wearing Big Dumper jerseys than they are Raleigh jerseys, so it's become like a little fan favorite thing.
Okay, so
that was a crazy part. I think, Danny, you were saying how your girlfriend was looking for a Big Dumper jersey before it became, like, easily available at the team store. Well, we saw it. Like, we literally saw it, and she was like, oh, I want it, because she also has a Big Dumper, and she was like, that's been my nickname since I was forever, and she was like, that's amazing. And so I told her about Cal Raleigh, and she was like, oh, I want that, but it was kind of pricey, and she's like,
want a Big Dumper jersey, you gotta pay big money for it.
She's like, I'll get it next game. Curse of the next game. And we go to the next game, and completely sold out, and we're just like, she almost cried. She was like, I should have just bought it last
time. Well, I feel like now it's easier to get.
Maybe. We didn't see it last time we went. I went and looked. They had the shirts. But she wanted like the City Connect Big Dumper 29. And
on the back, yeah.
Could not find it.
Oh, man. That would be. You know, I'm not here to give free money out to other companies, but simply Seattle needs to make. Remember like the Juicy sweatpants?
Oh, my gosh.
That said Juicy on the back? Make Mariner colored sweatpants that say Big Dumper on the back.
I'd invest.
You're freaking printing money at this point.
Okay, so we can say Big Dumper and sleep soundly at night, not knowing we're not.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big f***ing Dumper.
Yes, I think that's how the Mariners announce him when he comes at the plate.
Ladies and gentlemen, now up for your Seattle Mariners.
Gentlemen, Big f***ing Dumper.
So he's going to be taking part in the Home Run Derby, part of the All-Star Game next week. And what's really cool is his dad, Todd, is going to be pitching to him during the competition. So this is Cal talking about that.
And his dad's name is Old Dumper.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm super excited to be doing it. You know, it's kind of one of those, like, dream come true kind of things. You know, as a kid, you always, you know, you find a fence somewhere and you pretend to play home run derby with your buddies. And getting my dad to throw to me, I'm gonna have my little brother, he's gonna be behind the plate catching for me. He's 15, so
especially now he's got father and brother,
little dumper,
old dumper, and big dumper. This is like a children's book waiting to be written.
I love it.
Is he It'll a catcher a as well? Your dad's a catcher, right? Former catcher. Is he a catcher?
Yeah, my dad's a catcher. My little brother, he's 15. He's a catcher right now. He's playing the whole travel ball thing. And so he's pretty jacked up about it, too.
And he's got a huge dumper as well.
My question is this, though. Do we even know, like, did he inherit the big dumper from his dad's side or from mom's side? Maybe mom's got a big dumper, too.
Oh, man. We got to get them all out on the field.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if their picture is not their front. It's just all their butts. That'd be funny. Did either of you ever play wiffle ball?
Of course.
Danny's like, no, of course not.
I never played sports, period, Steve.
Yeah, we need to do that at some point. We should play all like the new sports with Danny so he can
just make him feel terrible about himself.
Oh, no, I was thinking that way he could speak, you know, in experience, be like, oh, yeah, I used to play wiffle ball too. And like, oh, what, when you were like 6'7"? He's like, no, when I was 36. But we used to do that all the time when we play wiffle ball, like the neighbor's house across the street, like from my driveway. We would do home run derbies.
Yeah.
And of course, but the neighbor that was across the street hated that we played wiffle ball and hated that our wiffle balls would land in their front lawn because, you know, it would go over a fence.
That's the home run line, obviously.
Right. It was always, and their fence had like bushes, so we would pretend that it was like Wrigley Field because it was like all green and stuff. But yeah, we'd do that all the time.
That's so much fun.
Home run derbies were always a blast.
Yeah, I would, I mean, I'd do a home run derby with you guys.
Oh, would you?
I would. There's no, it is so satisfying hitting a wiffle ball.
Yes. Were you a thin yellow bat wiffle ball person or the big ass red bat?
Oh, I like the
bat?
Big one. Yeah. I like the big one.
The what big jumper bat?
Yes, that's the one.
We like the yellow one because we would cut the top off, stuff it with newspaper, duct tape it back up, and that was like our version of corking the bat.
Oh my God. You know, you got to go to extremes.
I did love that I saw on the YouTube clip that shared the Pat McAfee show, and everyone's just talking about, I love that big dumpers being talked about on the national level, this, then the other thing. Of course, there's always that one negative Nancy.
Oh, let's hear it.
The person wrote, bro went 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts after this interview. Way to go, Pat.
Shut up.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.